Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce Campbell, here he is.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Campbell. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Very good.
Right on.
Hello, Bruce.
Very good.
Cool.
So we know that you and Sam Raimi are, you know, pretty good friends or close. And, you know, what I heard is that, you know, you guys met in high school and actually filmed a film called Within the Woods and before Evil Dead and used that to get capital to actually produce The Evil Dead. Is that true?
Correct. Yep. It was a long, miserable four-year process. But, you know, it worked. So here we are, doing a remake.
Yeah. Is that, you know, that was, did you have any idea what a cult hit that would turn into, The Evil Dead, Army of Darkness?
How could you?
Trilogy?
No, we were just three schmoes trying to make, we were just trying to get the movie made. You know, it was long enough just to get a completed film. We were lucky to just do that. So the fact that it, you know, took off after that was just icing on the cake. I thought we succeeded when I finally saw the movie in our local theater. I'm like, yeah, this is where I watched Poseidon Adventure, you know? Our movie's in the same theater. So that was the success right there.
Did you see it building as the you know, you did the first movie, and did you see it building as time went on, going through, you know, doing the Evil Dead 2 and then see how
that
felt?
Well, we never meant to do any other Evil Dead films. The Evil Dead was supposed to be a standalone movie. You know, there was no trilogy in mind. It just sort of sprouted out of the fact that our second movie, Crime Wave, bombed horribly. So we had to go back and get something that made sense. So that's why we returned to Evil Dead. And then Army of Darkness isn't even really a horror movie. You know, that's on to just...
And that might be why I've never seen Crime Wave, I take it. Right, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, that film wasn't released. It escaped, you know. that thing... in fact, I just did a DVD commentary for it because it's coming out on Blu-ray finally. So it's kind of
really?
Kind of a lost movie written by the Coen brothers.
No way. I did not know that.
A big way.
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
yeah, Joel
check
Coen
that out.
Was the assistant editor of Evil Dead. That's how we met them.
You know, it's funny that you say that you're doing a commentary because I just found out that one of my prized DVDs is Bubba Hotep. And you do.
Okay, good. That's a good choice.
And you do the commentary as your character, which everybody should know is Elvis.
Yes, and he doesn't really like the movie.
Elvis doesn't like the movie?
Because he doesn't think that we would swear. He doesn't like the swearing. And he calls them terror pictures. He's kind of out of it. Because he's old.
I need to watch this again because I really enjoyed Bubba Hotep. I've seen it a couple times, but I didn't watch it with the commentary. And we just, in the research inquiry, we just found that out. And I'm like, well, I need to watch this again.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Well, what's it like playing the king?
Oh, everyone's got to play Elvis once, you know. It was a blast. The good news is no one's played him at 68 with cancer on his penis. So I had a leg up there.
Going back to The Evil Dead, or that's going to be going forward to the Evil Dead, because you know you have the new movie in the works. Were you surprised by the initial negative reaction by the fans?
Not really, because they're pretty touchy, and they're very protective. So, but you know, we want to just reassure them that we're not going to waste their time and effort on this movie. You know, that we wanted to make it a good horror movie too. So. That's what we concentrated on, was just making it a good horror movie. And we think we succeeded. So hopefully the people that were a little pissed. And the good news is all those three movies, the three original movies, nothing's happening to them. You know, they're still on your DVD collection. You can pop them in anytime you want for a nice nostalgic trip. But, you know, this is a horror movie for a new generation. You know, we wanted to make a movie where you didn't see the green garden hose spewing the fake blood. You know,
right.
We wanted to finally put something out that is an Evil Dead movie that's not a cheesy version of Evil Dead. You know, this has a thing called a budget, you know. It's kind
of
nice.
Yeah. Well, I think when a lot of the fans, the negative reaction has calmed down once they found out that you were involved, Sam Raimi was involved, and you know, it was really
yeah.
You know, going to be done as right as it could be. Right, yeah. Going away, but
yeah. Well, look, there's no way that we want to piss people off. I hope we can make, you know, a new trilogy.
Sounds good.
Well, you know, I would think that your fans that are the most vocal, and even the ones that are the most that are knocking the whole concept of it, they are mm-hmm. probably the same that love your work the most, right?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But, you know, they should also know there's no Ash character in the movie. I'm not in the movie. It's five new actors, five new characters, having a heck of a long, miserable night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's also been rumored that you're going to be in the Great and Powerful Oz. Yeah, well, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Oz.
Yeah, I'm
Great
in
and
it.
Powerful.
I saw it about a week ago. Yeah, I have a pivotal role.
As?
I can't tell you, but I give Oz a hard time. He's trying to get into Oz, and I'm trying to keep him out.
Mm-hmm. So you are the so you're the gatekeeper, right?
I'm something of a gatekeeper. Yeah, you might call me that.
Well, and you know that seems to be the pattern, because that was your character in all these Spider-Man movies, right? You were kind of
exactly tormenting Spider-Man. Yeah, my job now is to torment Oz. So it's fun. And tonight on 1600 Penn, I get to torment the president.
Yeah, the show was pretty funny. I think you're only going to add to it. You know, Bill Pullman has some experience playing the president, but now he gets
exactly.
To be,
he knows his way around the Oval Office.
You know, yeah,
well,
he gets to be a little more fun
game.
This time.
Yeah, it is more fun, and it's fun just to be on a sitcom. You know, it's a whole new toolbox.
Well, it sounds great. I know. I mean, there's a great cast. You know, so far I think it's funny, and I can't wait to see. It's NBC's 1600 Penn. It's Thursdays at 9:30.
Yeah, coming like a freight train.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you on it and see how funny the show's going to get. So, thank you very much for joining us, Bruce. We appreciate you coming on.
Right on. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.